Well, sir, about 2 weeks ago, Squire Abner Whitfield bought one of those newfangled radio sets from a mail order house in Chicago. A few days later, he strung wires from two poles upon the roof of his old homestead. Well, sir, if the moon had dropped out of the sky and perched upon the village church steeple, it would not have caused half the excitement those darned old wires caused in Pumpkin Center. No. Abe Martin said he never saw a clothesline in such a ridiculous place before in all his life. Aunt Polly said maybe Abner was going to be one of those circus fellers and do a little wire walking as a sideline. And well, sir, after Abner tried to follow the directions that came with the darn thing and got the double slide where the tuning coil ought to be and the bulb director where the fixed condenser belonged, he finally used his own judgment and put the darn thing together in a jiffy. Well, sir, last night he invited all Pumpkin Center to a radio party, and you never saw such a conglomeration of small-town skeptics in all your life. Well, sir, after he had us all seated, he pulled a lever and the darn thing started to sputter and spark and spitter and spatter and fizzled and fizzled, and everybody started to giggle, and Lem Johnson wanted to know if we were going to have fireworks or music. No. The room was filled with the sweetest music I ever heard. By thunder, I touched the key and something started. I'm just going to put on the ear lappers and listen in. Oh, well, sir, I can hear a fella talking in a vaudeville show. He says to his partner, you know, Ralph is the most henpecked man in the world. His wife makes him put on evening clothes to sit home and listen to a radio concert. No, and now that fella named Grant, known as the laughing saxophone, is going to play a piece called Step Along. Well, I'll turn on the loud receiver and sit down and enjoy it. Just how he can step on that taxi. How he can laugh. Gosh, he said he can drive the blues away.